In this bulletin, a review of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout to be completed within weeks. The Chief Health Officer of New South Wales warns East Sydney's growing outbreak is at a critical phase. And in sport, 10,000 fans per stadium permitted to attend the Olympic and Paralympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A review of all aspects of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout plan will be completed within weeks. That is according to Lieutenant General John Frewen, the Coordinator General of the National COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, who told a Senate committee he is looking for new strategic opportunities to accelerate the program.
The Pfizer at the moment, we are still in a resource-constrained environment where we need to very carefully manage, but on current forecasts we are looking forward to ramp up of availability of Pfizer through August into September and into October. So as we get into that third quarter, fourth quarter, we think we will have far freer flows of Pfizer, and we will start to be able to allocate that more freely. But for now, we have to manage resources that we've got.
Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says a revision of the plan is needed to ensure a smooth rollout in the second half of the year. State and territory leaders have expressed concerns about supply and demand. Health authorities say the growing coronavirus outbreak in Sydney's east is at a critical stage. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says fleeting transmission is causing concern, considering the extreme transmissibility of the Delta variant. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says for now, a lockdown is not required, but current restrictions in Sydney will be extended beyond Wednesday.
And I just want to foreshadow that it's likely that beyond Wednesday midnight, we will continue to have the existing settings in place. We had said that the existing settings would be in place until Wednesday at night or Thursday morning midnight. However, given the situation we're in and given that we don't want to see further restrictions imposed more broadly across our cities and our state, existing settings we have in place are likely to continue beyond the initial 5 days that we had asked people to do.
Health officials have issued new public health alerts to the list of COVID-19 exposure sites and urge people in Sydney to stay home as much as possible. Quarantine-free travel from Victoria to New Zealand is set to resume on Tuesday night. The so-called travel bubble between the two locations has been paused since May 27th. Travellers will no longer be required to have a pre-departure test. And Tasmania has lifted coronavirus travel restrictions with Melbourne after closing the border more than 3 weeks ago. Iran's president-elect says he will not meet United States President Joe Biden nor negotiate over Iran's missile program or its military support for other countries. However, Ebrahim Raisi has supported continuing talks with world powers to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. Mr. Raisi addressed media in his first press conference since being elected.
The United States is obliged to lift all oppressive sanctions against the Iranian nation, as it has been emphasized in the present administration as well as the future administration. Removal of sanctions and its verification will be central to our foreign policy. Regional issues or the missile program are non-negotiable.
Mr. Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of around 5,000 people. In sport, the International Olympic Committee and Japan's government have agreed to allow up to 10,000 local spectators at Olympic events. Spectators would have to wear masks at all times and cannot shout or cheer, although clapping will be permitted. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said he would not hesitate to bar spectators from the Games altogether if a resurgence of COVID-19 cases prompted a state of emergency.
If a state of emergency is necessary, I will be flexible and open to no fans in order to achieve the Games that give top priority to safety and security for the people. Naturally, safety and security are the top priority. For safe and secure Games, I will not hesitate to have no fans.
And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 15. Adelaide, rain developing, 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 16. Hobart, much the same, 13 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, a possible shower, 19. Sydney, showers, 18. Newcastle, a shower or two, 19. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, more humid and sunny, 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News.